Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 7 o'clock hour right here. We are going to be exploring the fact that Bryce Harper won the MVP. He got very emotional. You're going to hear that later in this hour. He will be on the show at 9 o'clock today to talk about not just how great it was, what a season he had, but to talk about the fact that the Phillies around him are not getting it done. And what does he feel about that? We'll explore all that with Bryce Harper at 9 o'clock. On the line with us right now is a genius, Mr. Mike Lombardi, who is part of the – he is brought to you by Bud Light. And join Ava Graham tonight at Big Heads in Richboro for the official Eagles Bud Light pep rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and sign Eagles merchandise. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone.
Mike, before I'm really all fired up right now, and I got to get your help on this, all right? So, Mike, here's the deal. You saw the helmet-to-helmet when it happened last Sunday, right? Have you seen the video we sent out of how hard Simmons hit Goddard? I want you to hear Perry Fuel, who is in charge of officiating and reviewing these plays and meeting out punishment. Here's what he said about that hit, Mike.
In Philadelphia versus Denver, Philadelphia 88 received the ball and began to advance down the field. Denver 21 attempted to tackle Philadelphia 88, who began to lose his balance. Then Denver 31 made a hit on the ball carrier with his shoulder. When a receiver clearly is a runner and moving with the ball, it is only a foul if the defender lowers his head and initiates contact with his helmet. It is not a foul for a shoulder-to-helmet hit of the runner unless he is down or out of bounds.
Mike, is that what happened?
You know, I didn't see it that way. I thought the guy was getting tackled. It looked to me like a helmet-to-helmet hit, but, I mean, they interpret things any way you want to interpret. They always have the chalk last. So, I mean, you know, they're never wrong, and even though when it looks right, I mean, you know, how do you argue with the league office? I mean, it just doesn't make any logical sense. It looked to me like the guy took a helmet, you know. I think he did lower his shoulder, but to me he led with his head.
So, Mike, when you're in the front office of a team and you see that happen to your player, don't you make a thing about it? Don't you feel that if you call more attention to it, you might get justice?
Well, you know, but they have the chalk list. I mean, they have all the answers, you know. They give you justice and say, well, we probably made the wrong call, but it doesn't do any good. You basically end up wasting your time. Yeah, you want to protect your players, there's no doubt, but – you're wasting your time because they're just going to give you some runaround. I mean, you know, we're playing the Saints this week, and the Saints got robbed in the end zone with a horrendous call on a roughing the passer call. They had an interception that basically would have won the game for them as the game turned out. And, you know, they called this incredible roughing the passer call. And Sean Payton said, you know, I don't even want to talk about it because he's right.
No,
They'll tell him on Monday it was the wrong call, but it doesn't do any good.
See, but I like the way he handled it because he said he wasn't going to talk about it, and then he did. And he publicly said that these guys have to do a better job than they're doing, and he called attention to it. And both teams got screwed by officials, and now they face each other. Mike, does that stuff affect the way a game's officiated if somebody's publicly ripping the refs?
Well, I think what you have to do is you got to spend a lot of time on talking about the crew. You know, you got to spend a lot of time talking about the crew, what they call to your team. You've got to educate your team on the crew. You know, this is now, let me just say this. This week, if you were upset last week, you're coming to town might be the worst of the worst.
Oh, God.
Scott Novak.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw this. He's back.
He's back. He really is convinced, I'm sure of this, that people driving to the stadium want to watch him officiate a game.
Oh,
now,
no.
You had him in the Atlanta game, called over 20 penalties in that game.
Oh.
You know, this guy loves to call penalties.
Oh.
And just so you know, his record for home teams is 30-45.
Oh my.
Yeah, I did look that up. No, he's terrible for home teams. He is. Mike,
he's convinced that people come to watch him referee games. He's convinced of it.
Wow.
He's
going to
call everything.
All right. How concerned should I be, putting these officials aside, by how concerned should I be that a rookie coach, Nick Sirianni, is going against Sean Payton? Is that a concern?
I think that's the game, Angelo. I think that's the game, and I think that's the essence of the game. I think Dennis Allen versus Sirianni and Sean Payton versus Jonathan Gannon. I think that's the game. This is a really well-coached team. This is a team that could have won last week. They're playing with Trevor Siemian, who has played well, and they do a great job. They didn't have Kamara last week. They didn't have Armstead, their left tackle. This is a really well-coached team that's kind of struggling through life after Breeze, even though Breeze didn't play well last year. I mean, that's just media perception. But when you watch the game, Simeon's playing as well as Breeze played at any time last year.
Wow.
I know that's nobody wants to hear that, but that's the reality. That's what I would be the most concerned of that as an Eagle fan, is how Sean Payton attacks. Because when you look at the Eagle defense, and when they play against really good coordinators and quarterbacks, they struggle. When they play against mediocre coordinators and quarterbacks, they look like a much better team.
Yeah, that matchup worries me a lot. The other thing I'm concerned about is the fact that the Eagles have established they can run the ball. Maybe not against the Saints, who are great against the run, but I'm afraid that Sirianni would abandon that. Tell me what you're seeing with the Eagles running the ball and how much they got to stick to that even against good run defense.
Well, the Eagles' run game is completely different than most other run games in the National Football League. They're running Oklahoma's offense. So this is like a team getting ready to play the wishbone. That you never see it, so you have to get used to it. It's hard to get used to in a week. This is a completely different run game than New Orleans saw last week against Tennessee, which was outside zone. This is a running game that starts and ends with the quarterback, right? And his ability to read and make plays. And Dennis Allen has probably spent a lot of time on gap control. He spent a lot of time on keeping Hurts in the pocket, making sure they always have somebody assigned to the quarterback to tackle the quarterback on every single play. Because when your quarterback's the leading rusher by 30 carries or more, then you know he's getting the ball. He's the main runner. It's a single wing. I mean, it's truly the single wing offense. And so you've got to do a really good job on that. And then when it becomes pass, you cannot allow him to get out of the pocket. You got to make him play quarterback. So this is really going to be about how Allen teaches his defense how to play under control. They're hard to block. This will be a challenging game up front.
All right. So it's fascinating to me, too, because the Eagles did well against them last year. They learned from that, right, Mike? These are veteran coaches who learned from being beaten by Hurts last year.
No doubt, and you've got to keep them in the pocket. I mean, Sean Payton's probably talking about, can't let the defensive ends run past the quarterback. You've got to rush inside out, and you've got to keep them in the pocket. This will be a game where they've got to spend a lot of time in the defensive front controlling it and just take your chances and say, okay, look, Miles Sanders may be back. You know, Howard's been running the ball effectively. They're averaging 5 yards a carry. We've got to make sure we stop the quarterback runs first, and if we do that, everything else will fall into place.
Mike, I need your expert eye to assess what you're seeing right now from Devontae Smith.
Well, look, I think Devontae Smith has played really well, and I think he's got a chance to be an outstanding player. I think he is, you know, a little bit of a handicap because even though he leads the team in receptions, he's not playing in a pure pro-style passing game. I mean, this is, it's a kind of a loose play game, but, you know, and it's all play action. But, I mean, obviously he has demonstrated that he's worthy of the first-round pick. He makes plays. Anytime you can get a receiver that can average over 14 yards a catch and his long play is only 37 yards for the season, that's pretty impressive, right? Usually guys that average a high average have a, you know, like Watkins, right? He averages 15 yards, 15.7 a catch. He has a 91-yard catch in there. Well, this kid's the longest pass play is 37 yards, and yet he averages 14. That's really impressive.
Like it. All right. Before we get your pick on this, Mike, How big a factor when you're trying to figure out who's going to win is desperation? Because the Saints have lost two in a row. They got this game Sunday. They play again on Thanksgiving against the Bills. Then they got the Cowboys. They're out there. They're at a crossroads in their season, too. Is that part of what you figure in when you're trying to pick a game?
Oh, no doubt. I think it's what I call custard slash stand games. I mean, these are the kind of games that you're scared of. It's the last stand, right? You know, yeah. And New Orleans will load up everything they have. I mean, this is they can't go into the Buffalo game at 5-5. And I think Sean will do everything in their power to do it. Now, whether Kamara plays or not, that's going to be a key factor in this game. But, yeah, I think that weighs huge. I mean, look, last week, Minnesota, they were in a last stand game. They came through and they beat the Chargers out there. They had to do that. I think it really weighs. The Washington football team, that was a last stand game, because if they go to 2-7, you know, their season's over, and Rivera's could be really on the hot seat. But that win kind of propelled them to have renewed energy and renewed life. So, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the case for New Orleans. They know this is an important game. They went into Tennessee and should have won that game. They let one get away from them. Didn't get the two-point play, got a couple bad calls against them, turned the ball over, made mistakes. I think Sean Payton's probably on a rampage this week.
Mike Lombardi, Saints at Eagles, 1 p.m. Lincoln Financial Field. What's going to happen?
I like the Saints in this one, Angelo. I think that I like Sean Payton's matchup against Jonathan Gannon. I think he'll have a lot of easy throws for Trevor Siemian, you know, and I think they'll be able to complete over 70% of their passes, and they'll make some big plays in their passing game. And then I think Dennis Allen's a really good coach, and he's going to find a way to keep Hurts and force him to play quarterback. That's the key to the game. I like the Saints.
GM Shuffle Podcast, Gridiron Genius, Mike, always an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Angelo.
Now, normally I would express some discontent, but since that would be hypocritical, since I have also picked the Saints. So what we are dealing with is this, Johnson, and cope with it as best you can. Two of the top football minds in this region, Mike Lombardi and yours truly. What do you stop laughing?
I'm sorry. What was that again?
That's laughing.
Top expert, is that what I heard?
I'm lumping myself in with Lombardi. He worked with some of the greatest minds, Al Davis, people like that. I worked with Al Morganti.
Sure.
So I, you know, similar in that way.
Yeah.
We are both saying the Saints will probably win, and I think I know somebody else who's figuring that, because he's going to the game from Allentown. His name is Jared, and yep, he's a Saints fan. Hi, Jared.
How's it going?
Are you a Saints fan who lives in Allentown?
Yes. So I lived in Allentown, Pennsylvania for all of my life. And then once the Saints drafted Reggie Bush, because I was a huge fan of him coming out in college, I shipped over to the Saints, and I've been a Saints fan for the last 14 years of my life. But I do got love for the Eagles. I actually worked there back when I was in college. I interned there the year they won the Super Bowl, so I felt honored there. And I got love for the Eagles, but who dat this weekend, and I'm going to the game.
I understand that, but Jared, before we get to your participation at the game, so you switched to the Saints, and then we're here to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Did you feel stupid that year?
No, I felt like I blessed the Eagles being there.
My God. Wow. He is just the worst kind of fan.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry, Jared, this is not great. No. All right, now you're going.
I think it is great.
Where'd you get the tickets for Sunday? Who gave them to you?
So my big brother, I love him. He didn't give me a birthday present, and I was fine with that. And my birthday was back in August, and all of a sudden he texted me and said, "Hey, I got us tickets for the Saints game. We're row 11 in the end zone, so I'm excited."
All right, he's an Eagles fan. Is that right, Jared?
Oh, yes. My whole family, they're diehard Eagle fans, and they're rooting against me. And I am going with three Eagle fans.
Ooh.
So I'll be protected at the link. But
all right, well, I'm not positive of that. Oh, are you going to wear Saints regalia? Will you have a jersey that indicated your affection for the Saints?
1,000%.
That is unwise. That is not wise.
And I'm driving, and I have a Saints magnet on the back of my car. And
can I just tell you,
all over my car.
You're gonna wear the jersey, and that's fine. Yeah. You'll get some ribbing. Take the thing off your car. Just take my word for it.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
Yeah,
for
just
that,
take
Jared.
It off.
Jared, and again, you sound like a nice guy.
There's some idiots out there. Just, don't do that.
Don't
to
make
your car.
It too easy for them. And I hope you have a horrible day on Sunday, Jared. I really do. And if you want to do Winners or Weasels, find another station that's doing it, because I do not accommodate
Saints
fans.
What happens to you in life to become a Benedict Arnold like
loser.
That?
Loser.
No, well, I've done that, so I can understand
Well,
that.
Again, like I said, loser.
Hey, you know what?
Yes.
Well, wow. I never have to worry about on this show is getting too big an ego. You're right there with
it's
the
brutal
needle.
Honesty.
Pop, pop, pop. 215-592-9494. You are going to want to hear Bryce Harper's reaction to winning the MVP. And I want to – he had a great year. He didn't even follow his stats all year. He was emotional when he won it.
Can you imagine if he didn't take that hit to the face? Amazing year he would have had.
But I'm going to tell you something. It takes a lot of guts to come back after that's happened to you. But they're letting him down. And I really want to talk about that, too, that you have squandered one of the great years of one of your greatest Phillies. And you got to fix that now, right now. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 760.
Holidays just about here. So are the big savings at Lexus of Cherry Hill. They are a three-time consecutive J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You can save in person or shop online with their express store and receive complimentary home delivery. Car inventory improving daily. Over 250 new vehicles to choose from. 250 vehicles. So stop by. Go see my good friend Ed Sunday, his amazing team. I've known them for years. I'll actually be there next weekend trading in my lease for a new Lexus. They take great, great care of me. They've taken great care of anybody I've ever sent there. They'll treat you like family, and you will get the deal you want and the care you need. Drive off the lot with a great deal on a new or pre-owned Lexus. Get the Lexus you want at a price you need at Lexus of Cherry Hill. Shop savings in person on Route 73 on Mount Laurel or shop online at LexusOfCherryHill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, where the finest automobiles reside. Brought to you by Panther East, WIP Morning Show. We'll talk to National League MVP Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia Phillies at 9 a.m. His second such award joins Barry Bonds as just the second player in MLB history to earn MVP honors with two different teams before turning 30. Still severely undermanned with no Joel Embiid and several others, Sixers upended the Nuggets 103-89 in Denver to end their five-game skid. Got 22 from Tyrese Maxey. Great game by rookie Charles Bassey. 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Flyers lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 in a shootout. They got to overtime as Claude Giroux scored with 9 seconds left in regulation. Panther East is the premier distributor of safety equipment for contractors. Prevent falls and injuries with safety, rail, and fall protection solutions from Panther East. Visit PantherEast.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by the Goodwill. Sunny with a high of 48 today. It is currently 40. Now is the time to donate to the Goodwill. Nationally, Goodwill diverts over 4 million pounds from landfills. GoodwillNJ.org for a donation center near you. To stream 94.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back at 7:21. We are at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City, and we're very excited because at 9 o'clock we are going to be talking. We can't say this every day. We will be talking about the reigning most valuable player in the National League, Mr. Bryce Harper, who had a phenomenal year. Interesting stuff came out afterwards. Do you know, Rhea, that he made his wife not tell him what his stats were during the year?
He didn't look them up?
He never looked them up. He did not want to know. It was not about that. It was about winning games, which I really believe he is really. There is very rare you will find a guy get $330 million and then for 3 years pretty much do everything the right way in that city.
Yeah.
At no point alienate these fans. I guess a little bit L.A. because he did always run when he hit a home run. But, you know, I mean. Come on. The guy played hard.
No, he's everything you want in a player.
And the other thing, somebody earlier this week said, John, said that Ben Simmons could learn a lot from him because the minute he signed that deal, he began the effort to bond with the city he had made a 13-year commitment to.
Yeah.
He had the shoes on with the Fanatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He
bows to the crowd every single home game.
He refused to get an opt-out. Because he didn't want anybody to think he wasn't fully committed to this thing. And he's done great for 3 years.
Yeah.
But the one thing, and he was very emotional. He had won an MVP at Washington.
Yeah.
But he was surprisingly emotional that he had won. He said he was nervous all day because it still means a great deal to him to be considered the best player in his league. And here's what he said.
Man, I'm just I'm overwhelmed for sure. You know, I'm very excited. I got so many people to thank. You know, of course, my family and my wife. You know, this year was tough. You know, starting off, you know, getting hit in the face. It was definitely a tough couple days for me, tough couple weeks for me, trying to get back. And was able to get back. You know, my teammates were incredible throughout the whole process of trying to get me back and things like that. And you know, I got to thank you know, my teammates, the city of Philadelphia, our fans. John Middleton, the whole Middleton family, my chef Dan. I never went to bed hungry.
You know, it's great when you are so rich that you have to thank your chef.
I think he was trying to bring some moment of levity to
it. Yeah. It was because he was uncomfortable being that emotional, but
it
was great.
So much. He deserved every bit of that MVP award.
Absolutely.
I think the difference is when he won, you know, so he wins it, 6 years ago? Yep. So he's, 23 at the time?
Yeah.
20, you know, but now I think the thing that he said was having his kid there. I mean, the youngest one, she's a baby. But his older son, Crew, I think that kind of hit it for him.
When he got emotional, talking about getting hit in the face, and it kind of he's remained emotional the rest of that speech there, that so tells you how much he loves the game of baseball. Because when he got emotional, it was him saying, I thought for a hot minute I wouldn't be able to play the game anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I love everything about this
guy. Let me make this clear. If I were to be hit with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the face, it would be the end of my career because I would never get in the box again. The fact that you're able to do that amazes
it's,
me.
It's frightening. I mean,
seriously, you know that there is a danger when you do that, especially the way they throw now. And as soon as he could play, he was back in there, and he was not gun shy, and he just kept going. And he is an amazing, amazing role model in this city.
Absolutely, he is.
But it's time for his team to step up. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what he's thinking, even though I don't even know him. And I'll be talking to him like the third time in my life when he's on at 9 o'clock. He's thinking, John Middleton, thank you for all the money. Now spend some more and surround me with players so that when I hit 35 home runs, I don't end up with 84 RBIs because no one was on base because you didn't have enough good players around me.
Well, see, the good thing is he signed that contract for over 13 years because he wanted to space out that money so they could bring in other talent. And remember, he's not shy about telling you the way that it is.
No, I want him to do it today.
This is great.
I want him to send a signal today that I am honored to do this and I love this city and I want to keep performing for them, but I would really prefer to do so in the playoffs and then the World Series and then at the parade. Because that's what he deserves. He has earned that, and they have not supported him the way he thought they would the first 3 years.
Second week of June on, he carried that entire franchise to the final week of September.
I'm telling you, he deserves more. Now, I realize I didn't name him the winner of the week. I'm vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I'm vulnerable with James, the guy that got hit and kept the cork. Mm-hmm. I understand I could be beaten, but Big Play Slay, there's a reason he's called Big Play Slay.
Yeah.
He saved the season.
And I got to give props to the Phillies social media account. They went out. They got all the previous Phillies MVPs who are around, Mike Schmidt, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard. But then they went and got stuff with Eric Lindros, Bobby Clark, Dr. J, and Allen Iverson, clips that they put on. It was really cool stuff.
Right. And next year, when I have my own driver, I plan to thank him every week on the show.
So do I.
At the very end. Yes, I'd like to thank our producer, Joe Wechter, here at the station, Dave Breitbauer, and especially my chauffeur, James.
You're unbelievable. Well, it's only fitting.
Well, no, I think I'm going to have that guy be my chauffeur, the guy that got in the accident.
Oh, great.
Well, he's, level-headed.
I figure he's gotten that out of his system. It's safe now. Hmm. Let's go to David Dowdytown because he's going to the game on Sunday. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing, Angelo?
You going Sunday. You're looking for a win for the Birds.
Oh, I'm not looking for a win. I'm almost going to guarantee it because we flew out to Denver last week, and it was my son's first time going to the thing, and Denver. He guaranteed the win in Denver. I didn't believe him. And so we thought he was the good luck charm. And my mom, since it's both of our birthday weekends coming up, she decided to say, let's see if Ryan is our good luck charm. And she bought us tickets to go to the game this Sunday as well.
Oh, how old is your son, Dave?
He is 9. He will be 9. He's 8 right now.
Do you realize what you're doing? You're making an Eagle fan for life right now, Dave. This moment. This is you bonded with him and he bonding with the team.
Oh, yeah. We started early. We have YouTube videos of him at 3 years old screaming at the TV saying, come on, Eagles!
All right. Then, Dave, just tell me something. How important is this game Sunday to you?
It's very important. This game could make or break our season. I mean, afterwards, we've got the Jets and we've got the Giants. If we get this game, I mean, we are headed in the right direction.
Are you loving the run game, Dave?
I am loving the run game, and if they go away from it, I am going to be livid.
Oh, this is going to – this thing, son, is going to be fun.
Oh, yes.
Great guys like him. Let's see if you can win something else. My win of the week is Darius Slay. My weasel is Tom Brady. Who you got, David?
Well, you want a winner or you want a weasel?
You make the pick. You get one shot. Johnson's the weasel judge. Rhea's the winner judge.
I'm going to go with the weasel, and I'm going to go with that NFL official that said that they led with his shoulder, not his helmet.
Terry Fuel or Tom Brady? I turn now to Johnson.
No, I just hate Brady too much. I'm sorry. It's a good suggestion. Very good, but no.
Understand my thinking on the Brady.
Yeah.
Brady's bar is higher than anyone else. He's the greatest of all time. He has to behave better.
Yes.
Terry Fuel is a jackass.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
But who's Terry Fuel? Right?
Exactly.
See, the bar being higher, when you do something horrible, it's more horrible because you're a role model.
The expectations
the
are different.
Perry Fuels is a guy in massive need of having to go to Best Buy and get a big screen TV.
Or possibly an optometrist.
Oh. Yeah, there's that too.
And I got Mark up next, and I hope he looked at the video we sent out. Mark is here. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Mark, did you see the video and hear what the guy said about the hit against Goddard?
Yeah, it was absolutely clear. But when he starts opening his mouth, it's just idiots circling the wagon to protect their, you know, the league and the investment and all that. But anybody with half a brain, sees what it is. And obviously, you know, you're not going to get anywhere with the officiating by complaining and making a big deal out of it. But I was really disappointed with Sirianni for not taking his players back. You got to go absolutely nuclear as a coach. I thought he took a huge step forward in his planning for the game, the execution. They played really well. But in that instance where a player, you know, gets hit, you got to look at that and go ballistic, where the players know you have their back at all costs. I don't care if it costs you a penalty with the league. You have to make such a huge deal out of it that they're going to think twice. You know, when now, I mean, he's just too soft. He's not a Philly coach the way, you know, you got to protect your players and the team so that they know you, that you have their back at all costs.
Mark, this is the best call we had this week. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're right. If you want to fit in this city and somebody does that to your player and your first instinct is do a testimonial to the guy that hurt your player, that is not Philly. No. And he's got I have learned this about him so far through the first 10 games. There's a massive learning curve for a guy this young. But when you do stuff like that, you're telling me you're too timid to be our coach. You can't, Johnson. Do you agree with that?
I do.
You got to step up here. That's your player. That's an illegal hit, and everybody got away with it because he didn't say anything. The officials didn't say anything. The announcers didn't say anything. The video speaks for itself.
Yeah,
it does. You can't look at it and say what that official said.
You got me all mad today.
I didn't mean to.
I'm very upset. Mark, give me a winner, a weasel.
Well, as much as it would seem like I would go with Nick Sirianni for Weasel of the Week, I'm going to go with Ben Simmons because he is like a 55-gallon drum of toxic crap. Wherever he goes, he just pollutes the environment. Now he's dragging a college program under possible investigation because he lacks absolute character, whereas Sirianni is just – he made a mistake. He didn't understand how he needed to step up. Ben Simmons is a spineless piece of garbage.
Okay, if you don't have a strong opinion, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
you are singing the song that most Johnson most enjoys. Johnson Simmons, you know he's been nominated at least 5 straight weeks now.
Well, and he could have easily won each of the last 5
weeks. Is Simmons worse than Brady?
If there's a weasel of the year, weasel of the week, no, there is someone, it's right at his level.
Okay, you do have somebody.
I do.
You have someone in mind.
I do.
Okay. Well, 215-592-9495. Let me get, Jeff up from Camden. Eagles Shirley, I just got word, is going to the game. She'll be on in the next segment. Jeff, how are you today?
And I'm pumped, man. I'm absolutely pumped getting ready for this thing on Sunday.
All right. How'd you get the tickets, Jeff?
StubHub.
Okay. This must be a big one if you're shelling out on StubHub to see the birds.
Well, look, I mean, I feel motivated by the way these guys are playing and continuing to fight. And I heard him say that Trevor Siemian's playing as well as Drew Brees last year. Can we stop this? This is Trevor Siemian. This is a guy that couldn't hold on to a starting position anywhere he's played, other than Denver, where everybody goes to be a starting quarterback. The game plan should be get after Trevor Siemian. It can't be any more simple than that. Make this guy make mistakes because you can.
All right, hold on, though. I'm hearing you say that, and I'm going, well, Fletcher Cox can't move anymore. He's out. I don't know where Hargrave is going. He was great the first half, and now he hasn't done a thing for weeks. And that Derek Barnett, Jeff, I can't stand that guy. Now, for every good thing he does 3 bad things. and he's so undisciplined. And they keep telling me he's better than I'm seeing.
He's playing winning football.
Gannon this week. You were there the day that you had that Gannon thing.
Yeah.
He said he's playing winning football.
He's doing everything they ask of him.
What that? Well, then they're not asking enough. He's a first-round draft pick.
Apparently, he's very good at special teams, too, because he's the reason they blocked that field goal attempt.
So, Jeff, you wouldn't be going if you didn't think the Birds were going to win. You got a good feeling about this one?
Well, hey, man, I'd have a good feeling about this one. This is who Jalen Hurts showed, his promise against last year. And if these defensive guys are going to show up, the ones that you just put out there, this would be the week to show up, wouldn't it?
I hope so. Man, I really do. Jeff, winner, Darius Slay, Weasel, Tom Brady. Who you got?
I'm going Tom Brady's teammate, Antonio Bryant, with a fake vaccination.
Wow. All right, this is, Antonio Brown has been using a fake vaccination card.
Here's the interesting thing part about that. So his lawyer is now saying he has, in fact, been vaccinated. But when it came out that his former chef said that, that he was using the fake vaccination card, Andrew Brand tweeted, Antonio Brown did not pay his chef.
All right.
And that's why he came out.
Oh, somebody,
so it could be false accusations.
All right. Antonio Brown or Tom Brady, Johnson?
It's still Tom Brady.
They're testing Johnson hard today, but they have not got him yet. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Eagles surely got tickets to the game. This puts it at a different level. I may rethink my prediction. Eagles surely in the stands. That's a plus for the Birds. 215-592-9494. And I do want to get Johnson's take on a big win last night by the Sixers.
Wow. It was a very big
win.
And
I just want to know now, Darius, once again, Tyrese Maxey is the number one player on the court. Is he a better player today than Ben Simmons? That's next. WIP Sports Time, 7:37.
Window Nation's best offer ever coming to an end soon. You can still get two windows free with every two purchase, plus no down payment, no monthly payment, and no interest payments for 2 years. But hurry, this stellar deal ends this month. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go online at windownation.com. Your last chance to save with this incredible deal. Cold weather's here. We've got natural gas prices, the highest they've been in a year, and you don't want to waste energy with the old, inefficient windows you have in your home costing you a fortune. Window Nation can help. Window Nation has first-class expert installers who will improve and enhance your home with your choice of their custom-made high-quality windows using superior products. It's an investment that will pay off for you and your family. So do not get left out in the cold. This deal ends soon. Buy two, get two free. Make no payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Act now before this offer ends. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we are back at 7:42 on a Friday morning. It's Football Friday, but we're trying to get all the other stuff in because there's a lot going on. And last night, against all odds, even though they were facing the NBA MVP Nikola Jokic, the Philadelphia 76ers won rather easily in Denver, 103-89. Thank you, Tyrese Maxey, and thank you, Charles Bassey.
What a game.
I just had to ask Johnson who this guy was. But
second
they
round pick?
Held Jokic with Bassey doing a lot of the heavy lifting there. They held Jokic to 3 points in the second half. Yeah.
They so enraged the coach out there, the Nuggets coach, Michael Malone. He got himself tossed in the third quarter because he didn't want to watch it anymore.
It was a very nice win for them. And I now turn to my basketball expert and yours, Mr. John Johnson. Johnson, I have seen enough of Maxi now to be ready to ask this question.
Hmm.
Who is a better NBA player right now today? Yeah, Tyrese Maxi or Ben Simmons?
Right now, here and today, it's without question Tyrese Maxi. What you've seen from him in one offseason, from a promising rookie with a lot of areas where he needed an improvement, to suddenly go from a rookie to someone entering like their fourth year in a matter of 3 months, I've never seen anything like it.
Hold on,
he's so
confident,
athletic.
Do you have a stat for me?
I do, as a matter of fact. Tyrese Maxey has just 6 turnovers in 350 minutes over his last 9 games, while averaging 20 points per game over that stretch. He is the first guard to accomplish that in 40 years.
Wow. All right, now, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Simmons has seen enough, you know. Adele's record's coming out today. Rich Paul can turn more attention now back to his,
Can't look at Adele the same way anymore.
No, me either.
I just can't.
And Simmons says, all right, I'm rejoining the team. I'm ready. My mental issues are over.
Oh.
Who starts, Maxi or Simmons?
Do you really want to know the answer to this?
Oh, why would I? I asked it. I want to know the answer.
We all know Ben Simmons' future isn't with the Sixers, but in order to get what Daryl Morey or close to what he's asking for, you can't bring him in off the bench. So even though everyone would hate it, if he comes to terms, they say, all right, we're going to get on the court, we'll showcase you, and then we'll trade you, they're going to start him.
You just said to me Maxi is better
than him. He is better.
So you're going to put in a lesser player because he's a powder? Because you don't want to reduce his value further? How much lower can it get?
How would the teammates feel about that?
Oh, they would hate it.
This is another reason to get rid of him. He's going to create a problem when he does come back.
I totally agree. I mean, the chances of him playing as a Sixer again, I'd still put it like 5%. They're going to keep going back and forth. He doesn't want to step foot on the court again as a Sixer.
Here's the thing. Rivers is having more fun without Ben. Rivers enjoyed the win last night.
Of course.
Here's Doc Rivers after the victory.
Well, we played together, followed the game plan. I thought the pace of the game was perfect for us. We scored, a lot. That's part of it. Like, when you score more, you can get back on defense and set your defense. And I thought we did that. So.
Coming up at 8 o'clock is a man who's been breaking stories left and right on Ben Simmons. I think because he hates Simmons.
Yeah.
Howard Eskin. And I think Howard Eskin wants me right now, as a great radio professional himself, to play a song. And this is a song I would like to use to send a message out to Rich Paul, who is now not, anymore confused by the fact that his girlfriend Adele is putting the record out. It's out now. It's come out. And Maui could turn attention to getting him the hell out of town. Hit it, Joe.
The night you quit on our team, we knew you had to go. Then you don't show up, but you still expect your dough. Remember, you quit on us, and now you're trying to blame us. Go find those cojones that you refuse to grow.
Now,
leave you, little baby.
You selfish baby.
anyway, I got so much reaction when we play that over the week. That's Joe Cocker. Go to joecocker.com for all of his shows coming up. That's his daughter, Casey.
She's unbelievable.
Who said, why are you holding Casey back? She should be a recording artist. And I said to them, do I look like Jerry Blavitt to you? Do I look like Wolfgang Jack? What was his name?
Who?
Wolf. I don't know. Cousin
Wolfman
Bruce.
Jack?
Wolfman Jack.
Oh, you were close.
Do I look like a DJ to you? I can't break her into a pop sensation, but she's awesome. And that's a message for you, Simmons. Get the hell out. We don't even want you here anymore. Whatever you could take it, Maury, and get that man out of town.
If you drive by City Line Avenue, I'm sure you can spot him today.
Howard Eskin will agree with that when we come back to the next segment, because he has been finding – apparently Ben has been – Ben is not only hiding out at St. Joe's right now, Rhea.
Yes.
Guess who else was seen there?
Who?
His enabler, Brett Brown.
No way.
Brett Brown has resurfaced on Hawk Hill. Wow. I better bring on Eagle Shirley right now. Hi, Shirl.
Good morning, family and friends, everyone. Hey, John.
Hey, Shirl, final score, Saints 24, Eagles 16. Your thoughts?
Come on, man. We're not losing. We are not losing. Let me tell you something. So, you know, we beat them last year. And Hurts has to finish something that where he messed up at, that fumble. That fumble he did last year instead of being cautious, holding that ball and letting them not get back on the field, but that happened. So I noticed something about this young man. You know, he likes to make up for anything that he's done wrong. And also the players, listening to the players talking about they need this home win. We're 0-4. We're not going to be 0-4 after Sunday, baby. We're going to be 1-4. And I see defense is playing for their coach, Gannon. I see it, baby. Come on now.
All right, hold on, Cheryl. Cheryl, I may change my prediction. I'm getting word you're going to be at the game. Is that right?
Section 107. About a month ago, might be a little bit more than a month. My family, they all rally up and they want to send me to a game. So I looked on the schedule and I said, you know what? The Saints game. I want to see Hurts go back at it and get another W against his first game last year, playing the Saints this year with another head coach, a new head coach. Let's see what goes down, baby. I got all confidence.
All right, I got a couple questions, Cheryl. Cheryl, because you are a very, very positive Eagle fan. If they abandon the run, which Lane Johnson was saying yesterday, they better not do that. They need to run a lot.
Will you
start yelling for them to run the ball?
All day long. I just don't boo, but they will hear my mouth loud, and I would get everybody ramped up in section 107 and all the sections around me ramped up to let's run that ball, baby. Let's run that ball, because at the end of the day, we're going to be so loud. We're going to be so loud when Saints offense is on the field. They're not going to hear no plays. They're not going to even know what to do. We're going to be extremely loud. So anybody that doubt that the Philadelphia fans are not ride or die for their team, win, lose, or draw, we are there for our team. We are there no matter what city, no matter what state, we take it over. And now you coming into our home, we are going to protect our home. We will win. You will go home as a loser all day long. Saints, get out of my tail right now, because you already lost.
It's 2.5 days.
Baby.
You're very pumped today. That's a good sign.
I'm pumped up.
If somebody wants to come by and visit you in Section 107, are you accepting visitors?
They find me. They know me fine.
Because you're probably going to be heard anyway. They're going to go, oh, my God, there's Eagles Shirley.
Yeah, sometimes the Eagles will, you know, show where I'm sitting there. I'm in row 12. Oh, I love everybody, man, all day long. You know, they know when it's time to take pictures. We don't do none of that stuff during games and all that stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, during the while they playing.
And you believe they will win this game?
Angelo, with all my heart, let me tell you something. Seeing defense, Brandon Graham. Okay. Brandon Graham want to be on the sidelines. Come, I saw him Sunday, too. I can't say where, but I saw him Sunday. He ramped up, baby. Let me tell you something. All day long, we are going to win this game. We are hungry for a win at home. Come on, man.
Cheryl, give me one. Give me one
right
now, Shirley.
I got you, baby.
you, Cheryl. Wow, I got to tell you. I'm not sure. Al, maybe I'm sorry, I may have to go the other way now. She's there. That's going to help the crowd. Oh. Joe's up for West Philly. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Angela? What's up, Ray Hughes?
Shirley's fired up. Are you fired up?
Yeah. I got to love it, man. She got me fired up. You got to love her. Got to love her. Couple quick Eagle point, Angelo. Do you think because of Derek Barnett, that's the reason why Sirianni is staying away from the illegal hits? You know what I mean? No, like, because of Derek Barnett, he's like, I just have nothing to say. You know
I'm
going to
say, Joe, let me answer that. No, because Barnett almost never hits anyone. See, it's the only thing Barnett does is jump offside and then do stupid things.
Oh,
when you
the passer.
This guy here, Joe, you realize he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year? I don't want to see him anymore at the end of this year either. Good night. Wow. Oh, what a stiff he was. What a lousy pick that was by Howie. I don't want to see him. No, but Joe, that hit was so awful. And now they're saying it wasn't? Right. What do they think? There's no tape? We put it out there, Rhea. That is one of the all-time most outrageous I've ever seen, that guy told me it's shoulder to helmet. When it's helmet to helmet, there's no doubt about it.
And you know what else, Angelo? I think you know what that. I don't know why Jordan Howard was never on the roster. I don't understand that anyway.
That made no sense.
Miles Sanders is who has home run hitters? Tyreek Hill. There's not many home run hitters. I mean, I'm saying it's a lot, but not. You know what team has that luxury? I don't think you can have somebody like Miles Sanders. You know what I mean? You got to bring him back in there. Jordan Howard beats him up, and Miles Sanders runs past him. I think that's the combination right there.
All right, who's starting for you, Johnson?
It's Jordan Howard.
Me too.
But here's the thing that you have to realize. They have three completely different type of running backs on this team combined with a very mobile quarterback. That's so difficult to defend.
Pound the ball. Joe, winner of the week, Darius Slay. Weasel of the week, Tom Brady. Who you got?
I'm going to say winner of the week. I like the kid. It was a local kid, Alex Brown. His mom died last week, and he scored 8 touchdowns the next week in a high school football game.
It's a great story.
It's very sad.
Rhea doesn't do the sad stories, but that is a great performance by that young man.
Stupid game. We do stupid things.
And you consider this stupid what we're doing right here.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, Johnson, you agree?
I hear it's stupid.
I heard it's even stupider when you do it.
Wow.
Change the rules. 215. If I don't sound bitter
Don't worry,
about
Eskin's
that,
up next.
All right, now you're going to get him
what?
Going.
What's the matter?
Stop with that. Howard Eskin is an icon in this town, and he always will be. What? Wait, you want to hear Ben get blasted? Stay tuned. Howard's coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.